Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Today's guest is Lama Tantrapa, who's founder of the Academy of Kidao, that became the first and only school in the world offering professional education in Qigong coaching. And he's also author of The Art of Being in the Flow. So welcome, Lama Tantrapa.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure for us to have you. And why don't we begin by just talking to the audience about what you mean by being in the flow?
Well, I'm sure that most of our listeners have experienced at least once in a while the experience of ease, the sense that everything is just really working together in their lives. Sometimes if you're an athlete, you may experience what they call being in the zone. In other words, you are not really struggling to perform, and yet you're performing at peak. Sometimes you may experience it in relationships, when there is no stress or struggle in the relationship dynamics. Sometimes you may experience it at work, when you have a strong drive to perform at your best, and everything is kind of coming together. Now, it doesn't happen every day. For many people, it doesn't happen every week or even every month. Once in a blue moon, we experience the sense that now everything is working well, and then the sense dissipates. Perhaps we get stressed out. Perhaps somebody says something to us that pushes our buttons and we kind of get off balance. Or sometimes we just feel too tense or distracted to really notice what it takes to be in the flow. And that's exactly what I have to offer, the skill and the art of developing the quality of attention that allows you to notice what works and what doesn't work in terms of the ease and the sense of everything is working right. And to develop this sense, of course, I also introduce certain meditation practices that essentially allow you to use a certain gauge that is always with you. That gauge is your physical body. You can literally notice when you are in the flow, when your body is more relaxed. And so we use this sense of relaxation as a gauge to tell us what works and what doesn't work. And then if we perform certain actions that cause us more tension, distress, and suffering, well, we know that if we do that, we're not going to be in the flow. And if we notice that certain actions or certain steps lead us to experience a sense of ease and we feel relaxation in the body, the breathing becomes easier, we feel less tension, then that's a pretty clear indication that that would be the direction in which the flow is going. And so we literally learn how to detect the flow of life. Or we can talk about energy, since everybody who graduated from high school probably would agree that everything in this world is made of energy. We learn how to pay attention to the flow of this energy that everything is made of, and notice how sometimes we fight against the flow, and that takes more energy from us. Basically, it requires more energy resources to be used and often depleted when we struggle against the flow of things. Does it make sense?
It absolutely does. And how difficult is it to consistently be in the flow? You mentioned a couple of things that can get people out of it. You know, if you're stressed out, someone says something that doesn't, you don't agree with, or makes you upset or angry, those sorts of things can kind of knock us off the flow.
Right.
But how hard is it to really, how hard is it, and how do you stay in the flow of life consistently?
Well, that's the art.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting part about it is that in order to experience this glimpse of flow, or have at least a fleeting sense that now I'm in the flow, you actually need to be in a certain state of consciousness. We can talk about meditative state, or perhaps in psychology there is the term the flow state. And actually, in order to get into the flow state, we need to focus on the present moment rather than daydreaming about the past or future. And at the same time, we need to recognize that what's happening in the present moment is not a problem. Now, most people, when they are asked how many problems they have in their lives, they can give you a huge laundry list of all kinds of problems that they have. But often when we look back at our experiences that we had a year or 5 or 10 years ago, we realize, well, that thing that looked like a problem back then actually turned out to be a fantastic learning opportunity. We just didn't recognize it as such back then. But now we are actually grateful for having that experience in our lives. It made us somehow stronger, wiser, or in some other way, better person. Now, how long does it need to take in order for us to recognize the value of such experiences? And so essentially, one of the aspects of our being in the flow is to minimize this time gap between the experience and the recognition of the value of that experience, so that we no longer perceive it as a problem. Now, if we minimize this gap to just a week, we would basically not need to spend a decade processing this experience unconsciously to eventually arrive to realization that that was a fantastic learning opportunity and we are grateful for that lesson in our life. Now, if instead of a week, we take just a day, that would be amazing. If within 24 hours, we recognize that we didn't actually have the problem yesterday, we are actually appreciative of the experience that we had 24 hours ago. That would be really amazing. Now, how about we minimize it to even 1 hour, or even half an hour, or even a few seconds? Now, that is exactly what I'm talking about. We literally collapse this time gap between the experience and the realization of value of that experience, and that none of it is a problem. It's actually an opportunity to learn and grow somehow. And instead of perceiving things that we experience in the present moment, then we literally start perceiving everything as a fantastic learning opportunity, and we're grateful for having this experience. And I don't need to tell you about the power of gratitude, do I?
No, not at all. It's extremely powerful being thankful for what you do have instead of pining over what you don't. And I wish we could talk to you forever about this topic. It is so fascinating, but we're already bumping up against the close of the interview. So I would like to remind our listeners, if you would continue this conversation with Lama Chapa, you can do so at his website, qigongcoaching.com, and that's Q-I-G-O-N-G coaching.com. Learn more about Lama Tantrapa, the coaching services, and also his book, The Art of Being in the Flow. So I would like to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Stacey. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.